Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah. It's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to know more about what makes Dasha stand out. What kind of magic do you bring to companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation can be tricky. Sometimes it's about reaching the right people at the right time without sounding robotic. Revenue growth often ties back to that. How exactly does Dasha's AI handle conversations to feel so human? I'm curious how it might fit with our style.
Tell me more about how tricky that lead generation part is for you.
Sure thing. Well, it's a bit of a balancing act, getting enough quality leads without overwhelming the team or annoying potential customers. Sometimes automated calls feel too scripted or robotic, which turns people off. So we're always looking for a way to keep it natural and engaging. How does Dasha's AI keep conversations feeling human and not like a robot reading a script?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used this service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that question. In 12 months, I'd imagine our lead pipeline is flowing smoothly with warm, qualified leads, and our sales team is closing deals faster because the AI handled the initial outreach so naturally. Revenue is up, and the team's less stressed. How does Dasha help make that vision a reality?
What do you mean by warm, qualified leads? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Warm qualified leads are folks who've already shown interest or fit our ideal customer profile, so they're more likely to convert. It saves time and effort chasing cold leads that go nowhere. For us, that means better sales efficiency and higher revenue. How does Dasha's AI identify and engage those warm leads?
Tell me more about how it saves time and effort chasing cold leads.
Sure. Chasing cold leads often means a lot of dead-end calls or emails, which wastes your team's time and energy. With Dasha's AI, the system can quickly qualify leads by having natural, human-like conversations that identify interest and fit before passing them on. That way, your sales team focuses only on promising prospects. Pretty neat, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. Too many automated calls feel robotic, and that hurts engagement. Also, managing time efficiently so the sales team isn't bogged down with unqualified leads is a constant struggle. Does Dasha have features that tackle those exact issues?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and losing that personal touch are affecting the business right now?
Good point. When outreach scales but feels impersonal, potential customers might hang up or ignore calls, which means fewer leads and missed opportunities. It can also hurt the brand's reputation if people feel they're just another number. Plus, the sales team wastes time sorting through uninterested contacts instead of focusing on real prospects. That's a triple whammy. Does Dasha's AI help keep that personal touch even at scale?
Can you go a bit deeper on how it hurts the brand's reputation?
Absolutely. When outreach feels robotic or spammy, people can get frustrated or annoyed, and they might share that negative experience with others. Online reviews, social media, word of mouth. That can make your brand seem pushy or uncaring, which is tough to recover from. So keeping conversations natural and respectful is key. Dasha's AI is designed to sound human and adapt to responses, which helps protect your brand's image. Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Wow. It sounds like protecting your brand's image, avoiding robotic outreach, and focusing your sales team are big struggles, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Of course, take your time.
What time works best? I have a 2 p.m. and a 4 p.m.
Sure, no problem. Just to clarify, are those times in your time zone or mine? Also, which day are you thinking about? That way I can help you pick the best slot.
Totally. Those times are in your time zone. What day works best for you?
Thanks for clarifying. I'm pretty flexible, but let's say 2 p.m. works best for me. Does that slot still open on your end?